So I'm going to call the Monday, April 27th, 2015 meeting of the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Is there any public comment? And who's recording? Amy Hates is recording.
Amy Cates. Two things. Fran, you sent me a list of the districts and the contact people for streetlights. And I did a little research, and I think that it probably is in order for the Prudential Committee to do an insurance audit and figure out what we insure and what we don't insure. And Mike suggested it last time, and I think the committee agreed that it would make some sense. And what I found out based on my conversation with some of the other districts is that that they do have insurance that covers their streetlights. It's under an aggregate policy. They don't have policies that insure the streetlights only. Com, a year ago, bought their streetlights, and so they hadn't in the past owned them. But when the Cape Light Compact agreed to replace the streetlights, Com decided that it probably made sense for them to own them. So that's my first comment. My second comment is that after the last meeting, when it was indicated that members of the public would probably not be getting the appropriations report in an email form like the elected officials do, the public was assured that it would be on the website. It is not on the website, so I'm asking either that it be available for interested members of the community on the website, or that I be added to the email dissemination. So I would really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
To the best of my knowledge, that is on the website. Patricia told me it was on the website. I'll check again. No more comment. I'm just responding to your comments. No conversation.
Ken Malloy. I've talked to Attorney Boudreau, and he confirmed that amounts in the warrant will not be allowed to be raised at the meeting, at the annual meeting.
They never are.
Well, they were years ago.
That.
Pardon?
I think we understood that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if anybody did, but years ago
I think some members of the public didn't get the word.
Yeah.
That's great. Can you hear me now?
And I'll conclude my comment about the streetlights. We are covered under our policy on the streetlights. So, moving on. Mr. Daly?
Let's go to the annual meeting warrant. Let's start with the legal side documents.
First page. We'll summarize the expenditure side of the house, the expenditure budget, if you will. And this is just a sequential listing of the articles that have money. There probably are other articles that aren't on this list. Second page is the revenue side of the fiscal 16 budget. And we've been through this, so it's not new for you. So what I'll do is I'll just move into each supporting unit, and we can have you vote the final numbers for the warrant. So the first one would be Article 3 on page 3. This is the article for the annual statutory reserve fund. It's raise and appropriate, and it's recommended at 35. We had some discussion previously as to whether you wanted to drop it or keep it at the 50 that's been the historical. So the motion should include the amount, and that's all we really need to know is how much do you want to put in the reserve fund.
Question, does the amount that we put in reserve, is that dictated by any particular general law or bylaw? Or
no, it's just what do you think you're going to need to make sure you don't have to call a special district meeting to get through the year. At this point, the budget's about $3.8 million, so, you know, 35 is a little bit below.
Yeah, we're planning on drawing down, though, potentially for a fire truck and...
No. This is a completely different world. We're talking about once a year, we appropriate an amount of money for you to transfer during the year to make emergency transfers.
Okay.
It's been $50,000 as far back as I can I know. I don't think you need that much. You know, 1% of your budget would be $350,000. I don't think you need that much. You can see that the prior uses have been, the 13 was a very confusing year for the district. So last year used under 30. This year you've had a small amount of transfers. It was a tough winter. We're going to make a few more transfers. But I don't believe you're going to use 50. So the question is, how much do you want to stick to the side in the budget to cover shortfalls in other budget areas that your board controls? Mm-hmm. I'm recommending 35.
I think there are enough things going up that we can certainly go down on one article here.
Yeah. That's probably your recommendation on that.
So we need to vote that?
Yep.
Do I have a motion?
I move we vote to raise and appropriate $35,000 for the reserve fund.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Terrific. Good stuff. Now, I noticed on your agenda you have the auditor contract.
Yes.
Can we drop down to that and take that out
sure.
of order, please? The page 4 represents the finance department, and in there is the funding for the audit for... it would be auditing 15 during 16. And the auditors have given you two proposals, one for a single-year contract and one for a three-year contract. This budget, if you go down about four lines into the expense side, is budgeted at $12,750, which is what the single-year proposal is from the audit firm. If you choose to use a three-year contract, we can drop that down to $12,250.
I believe at our last meeting we voted to do the three-year.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'll make that change right now.
I only had this on the agenda because of we still need to sign that agreement.
I think that's just a letter.
Okay.
Or I can email them and say that you've accepted their proposal.
So okay.
They don't really have a signed contract. You do a engagement letter each year.
Okay.
But I'll take care of that. So we're going to tell the auditors you want to do the 3 year.
Correct.
And we're going to budget $12,250 in that.
A question for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm a newbie here, you feel confident in the auditors? They've done a good job for you.
They pre-existed my arrival. I'm sure they'll surpass my exit. And we see them all over the Commonwealth in different communities, particularly on the eastern side of the state. I have no complaints.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so the auditor contract would tick that off, and we've made that change to 250. The rest of this budget, I think, we've pretty much been through. Let's just make sure that there's no change in the salary and wages for elected officials or appointed officials. That first line is just elected. The line for the employee in the Treasury is adequate. It will support a 3% increase, up to a 3%, maybe a hair over a 3%, depending on what you do there. And then your clerk is level funded at 250. So the salary and wages in this department seem to be in order. Mm-hmm. On the expense side, I think we've pretty much been through this. The only thing we kept open was there's a blank set of lines about midway through the expenses for insurance migration, depending on what you choose to do. So we can hold this open. We have the Water Commission here. I don't see a fire representative, but the whole purpose of this is to consider consolidation, just bring all the insurance into one central place and manage it. So if you want to skip over this one for the minute, we can conclude this, get the ones that are clean done, and then come back and debate about what's going to go on. So we'll hold this article number 4 for a minute. Article 5, there's nobody from fire here, so we'll hold that for a minute, too.
Mr. Mycroft's got his wife had a health situation, and he hasn't been able to come up from Florida.
I think we're okay then, but we'll skip it.
And I did check with the chief. He said none of their figures had changed.
Okay. So the water department submit the budget in the package is on 8 and 9 for water. The budget for the expense side and the capital side ties out to what came to you from the commission. But the commission didn't put any dollar amounts in their request originally for salaries. So while we've been working, we've had a placeholder that I just took existing pay grades and rates and added 2.5% to them so that we could see some kind of movement on that line item and get some sense of overall impact on the district globally. So has the commission voted salary and wages? Do you have any numbers for that?
Yes.
Do you want to give them to us and we'll drop them in? So we now have a salary line of $291,455.
I have $56,000. Madam Chairman, could I comment on the figures that we've provided?
Certainly.
So in the assumptions that were in the financial report, as Mr. Daly said he assumed a 2.5 increase for each of the positions. What the commission voted to do was increase superintendent, the office manager, and the senior operator's salary by 3% for 16. The other two positions, operator A and operator B, those two positions are recent hires, and so because of that, we're not increasing that, either of those positions, not increasing the salary. They do have the opportunity to earn incentive pay by completing their licensing, at which point there's a $1 per hour incentive in there. So the potential for them to, in effect, get a raise is really tied into their performance, but there is no automatic raise for either of those positions in this budget.
Your numbers are off by a dollar, the sum. Do you want to pick one to change to get, because your bottom doesn't equal what you've shown as the individual, so you're just going to change the top one to 13, so I can tie you in.
Okay, that's fine.
Doesn't really matter. now 291,456 is what's in the printout we'll hand out.
Okay.
The ties to this piece of paper. And the bottom line is 659,956. So we're good to go there. In addition to that, on the second page, there are two water articles. So Article 8 is the operating budget. Article 9 is a truck. And Article 10 is a demo two tanks and build a new tank. So we have three articles here. The budget article now, if somebody would move it, needs to be 659,956. And because we have a motion that we have to convert to salary and wages, other expenses, et cetera, I'm going to give you the labor and salaries is going to be 291,456 for labor and salaries in this budget. And that's on the page 9. It used to say 291,638. And the changes, that's going to say 291,456. Okay? And that's important for the clerk for the motion. And then the remainder is going to be the same. Other expenses is going to be 342.5 as they originally requested. And then the breakdown of that is 75,250 for maintenance, 215,250 for operations, and 52,000 for their miscellaneous group, so-called, and 26 for their service connections. For new total is 659,956.
Can I ask a question? Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
You can ask me a question.
If we take the insurance and move it over to Prudential, that's going to change their.
That's correct. So at least we have our numbers tied back to what the commission has at this point.
Okay.
Right. So now you can entertain a conversation about insurance.
Right.
It's going to move from one budget, it's going to come down, and the other one's going to go up.
So just the water department's the only department that has a budget for workman's comp. So your budget is covering all the workman's compensation for all the employees in your department and all the elected officials. there is no workman's comp for, and plus the administrative assistant for the fire department. So the Prudential Committee to clean things up would like to take all of the insurance and put it under the Prudential Committee under one umbrella and remove it from your budget and from fire's budget and then go out to bid and see what we can do to update it and possibly, you know, maybe spend a little less money. What do you think of that proposition?
I don't think that the Water Commission has any issue with that. It certainly makes sense. I mean, it was always my understanding that it was, for the most part, tied together with VFIS providing the coverage for the district. Mm-hmm. And so we always, to you know, get our quotes and everything, we just supply all the data. You know, workman's comp is a percentage of salary, so we just submit the salary and the liability and the vehicle insurance. I had always understood was sort of bundled in with the fire department coverage for at least the equipment. So I don't know that for a fact, but I just know it all came through VFIS.
Okay.
All right. So okay, you want to take these and...
We'll leave the budgets as they are for now, but we'll get, if they've got, say, $100,000 for insurance, and we do get a package deal for everything.
It's going to be in one place or another before
yeah.
you go to district meeting, not
okay.
after district
yeah,
meeting.
Okay.
So
okay.
we're going to strip it out of this budget
okay.
and put it
okay.
over
okay.
in the other
okay.
one.
Okay, yeah. we're just going to do that. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is the three lines they have that say...
Internal Estimate Agent contact 56, 53, and 87.
Right? On page 8, they're in bold. It says Internal Estimate Agent contacted, and it's basically their notes.
Yep.
That 56,053, and 87, I'm just going to slide it over to the other, all right, which is going to reduce their numbers.
So the first thing we'll do is...
Bless you.
Allergy.
Changes the number again. So those three lines go to zero. The new total of other expenditures is 298.5, where it was 368.5, not 298.5. And the bottom line. 589,956. Okay, and that will all be raised and appropriate. And then that's going to change for the clerk purposes. The service connection stays the same. Salary and wages in the motion stays the same. It's going to be the 215,250 is going to go down to 145,250.
Where are you, Mike?
I am on page 9. You'll get a new copy, so I'm doing it as we speak. I'll take care of the clerk as well, so that we'll be able to exchange the file tonight. Right. So what we've done is we've fixed the salary and wages in the water department's request. We've amended the expenses to move the insurance into a different location in the budgets. Other than that, it's exactly as presented. The two articles are considered 9 and 10 on your front sheet. So on the front sheet, that's 660,139. It's going to be 589,956. And that's going to be raised and appropriate. The $30,000 for the truck is recommended out of free cash. Mm-hmm. And the capital project for the tanks is recommended through debt. Now, just to get you a sense of two things. The debt, as it gets impacted going forward by unissued debt, you can take a look at page 13. And we'll cover this budget eventually. The 16 proposed budget doesn't include anything for this tank vote. It only includes the debt that pretty much exists. We've got three water notes and the high street real estate that we're funding through temporaries. All the notes we just sold in April are due next April, and this budget deals with those.
Okay.
So what I did was I developed a estimate for 17, 18, 19, and 20 and dropped it into that worksheet, assuming that a bond sale will take place during 17, that it will use temporaries into 17, and next April a bond can be sold to, or even the following bond can be sold. But it gives you the impact. Once 18 is in place, the 17 sale would trigger an 18 fixed and funded set of debt service that would pick up the water mains that are being constructed and currently on temporary, the water restriction, which hasn't even transacted yet, but assumes to be transacted prior. The high street real estate, this new tank, it also includes the current interest and then the long-term interest. And the water security right now is just a $20,000 note that We won't bond that piece if that's all that they do. The administrator isn't sure what he's going to do. But what it shows you is that your debt service is currently being requested at 331. It hangs about that same number next year, try to keep the budget level, and then it pops in 18 when everything loads in, and it hangs up at that 450, 440, 460 range over the first 3 years of the debt. So there's a spike of about $100,000, $150,000 in the queue for all the debt that's just kind of hanging around out there waiting to hit the books. And it shows you that once it's sold, there isn't anything else in the queue. It'll start to taper off at about 2 or 3% a year. Okay. And it shows you down at the very bottom that the only debt you have is Public Works debt, which is the water system debt, and the new debt for the High Street Profit. Okay. So that gives you a little insight. Also, what I did to show you the cost of operations, the cost of capital, and the cost of debt, how the two prior years, 13 and 14, shook out after the actuals were expended, and what we used to estimate revenue for setting the tax rate, the recap. And what we saw was that in 13 and 14, the district was funding through taxation something in the range of 40 to 50% of the cost of the water operation, fully loaded. Net of, let's say, you know, things like what we call indirect costs, the health insurance isn't factored into that. So it's not fully loaded, but it gives you a sense of where you're at. The budget for the year we're in, it was a hair over 50, closer to 52%. It's presenting itself back in that low 40% range next year. Water rates will diminish demand for tax dollars. So you can see that the water revenues that have been budgeted for tax setting purposes, again, 13 was a crazy year, so whatever it was, but 435 in 14, 540 in 15, and another $5,000 is estimated. We can only defend at the Department of Revenue what we actually reported on the prior year for estimating local receipts. So pretty much what we have actually this year will drive what we can use for the tax rate next year. And if you do any water rate adjustments, you have to do them in such a way that you can prove to the Department of Revenue before you set the tax rate that the rates have been changed and the revenue is going to come in. So if you vote rate change in 1 year, you don't have it as an actual revenue that year because you're setting the rates for the next year. But with a vote of the rate change, the department will say, okay, if you took in 500 last year and you raised your rates 10%, you can raise your estimate $50,000 or 10%. So this is mostly for information purposes, but it's starting to give you some insight into the operation and how it gets funded. Okay? So I think we've got water done. You can vote them if you want now, so we can get those three checked off. The first one, Article 8, I'll give you the motion.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be, Article 8 is going to be $589,956 gross. It's going to be raise and appropriate. It's going to be 26 for service connections, 291,456 for set labor and salaries, 75,250 for maintenance, 145,250 for operations, 52 for miscellaneous, for a total of 589,956. And I'll get that to the clerk so he can prepare the warrant for posting. All right, so that would be Article 8.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved.
Okay. And then Article 9 is $30,000 for the truck. Recommend free cash.
So moved.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then Article 10 would be the $2.1 million for the tanks, and that would be from debt.
So second? So moved. Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So that takes us, let's go to Article 11, and that's on page 10. Okay, this is your Freedom Hall.
Right.
We have 3,500 in the budget for the employee of that. And I think we figured out the other day when we met that that would suffice with some adjustment through. This is a little bit increased salaries this year during the summer months, I believe.
Yeah, I think he started in July.
And then,
correct.
And you bumped him this year. Mm-hmm. And then, so next year, there should be ample amounts in there. I think we're going to have to do a little reserve fund this year to square away the changes you made with the schedule. So the 35 should hold us good. Electricity, we've added some electricity because we've picked up the air conditioning. Water we've left alone. We got the estimate for the heat from the vendor at $5,500. I'm sorry, that's something we've estimated. The $45,000 is a little bit down from the current year because we added some things in the current year, but we've added shades for next year. So we're still touching up this building. Grounds we've bumped up to be more realistic with what we saw this winter. The HVAC, we got that maintenance contract figure from the vendor.
Cost, right.
The alarm service is level funded. The, I'm sorry, telephone is level funded. Alarm's up a little bit. We paid $330, and we haven't renewed this year. So I'm thinking that if it doesn't go up this year, we're in a little bit of a trouble, but I'm budgeting a little bit more for next year. And hoping we get the $330 this year. Building supplies, we spent $142 in 14. We've got $150 this year. So I'm bumping that up a little bit, make sure that we can keep this place supplied. The custodial supplies is leveled at 3. We got another insurance line here, which will move this $10,000 over to the the other administrative costs. So I'm going to take that out of here. Now that had been $89.75 this year. So that's going to drop that line. And then 100 for miscellaneous. So I think we've got a budget. Okay.
So,
clerk's purposes, it's still going to be $3,500 for the labor and salaries. It's still going to be $6,750 for the maintenance. It's going to be $8,625 for the operations and $100 for the miscellaneous, which would be $8,975.
Can I make a... I was looking at, excuse me, the repairs and maintenance, and I think we need to bump that up a little bit. We still need to put the replace the doors down in the basement, put panic bars on the two side doors up here.
Are you doing that this year with a reserve fund transfer? But if you want to change the number, just tell me what you want to put in.
Yeah, no, we haven't. So I think that's probably going to be around another 5,000.
So you want to go 10-5?
Yes.
Any other changes before we turn this for the clerk? So that's going to bring it up. So at this point, we're still going to have 3,500 for the labor and salaries, $67,500 for maintenance, $11,750 in maintenance. $86,25 still good in operations and limited miscellaneous for a total of $20,475. So we knocked that one down by about $5,000 with the move and the adjustment, but 10 went over the other way, so we're actually up 5 on this one. Okay, so for this one, our grand total is now going to be $23,975. It's going to be $3,500 labor and salaries, $11,750 maintenance, $86,25 operations, $100 miscellaneous, for a total budget of $23,975.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Article 12 is a Freedom Hall painting and repairs article that's requested at $30,000. We're recommending free cash for that article. So if you're good with that, we'll move that one and we'll knock that one off soon.
I move we raise and appropriate we transfer from free cash $30,000 for painting and repairs.
So moved.
Of Freedom Hall. Of Freedom Hall. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okie doke. So that takes care of number 11, number 12. Next one's going to be streetlights. Streetlights are on page 11. And in this case, we have looked at our monthly cost. Since the change, we've been running about $815 a month. We're budgeting $900 to accommodate any adjustments by the electric rates. We have a maintenance contract that covers our existing lights at $95 a month. And we've budgeted to put two new lights, or to be able to provide two new lights somewhere within the district if so requested. So that's 26, and we certainly do not need to purchase insurance specific to street lights. So you're currently showing a raise and appropriate budget of $13,400 for this article.
So moved. Your second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I like to see that minus 46 plus percent.
Next one is on page 12, and that's library, and you had debated this at your last meeting. You sort of got it at 19, if you just want to ratify that. It's raise and appropriate $19,000 for library services.
So moved.
Second.
She's abstaining. And
oh, that's right.
Excusing.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, that takes care of that one. Now we have the debt and interest budget. We kind of looked at that on page 13. 13 is all raise and appropriate. We have the existing tank bond, which cost us $105 in principal, and in fiscal 16 will cost us $63.5 in interest. We have a series of note pay downs scheduled for next year to the tune of $160,200. The notes have been sold. We know the interest rate, and it's going to cost us $3,050, and we budget $100 in case somebody makes us give an interest on their abatement payment, for a total of $331,850.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second on that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. That one's up 23, 24%. Not much I can do there. Now, previously, we'll go to 14. We distributed to you a detail of employee benefits calculation worksheet. We'll have it for the district meeting. This budget rolls up to that figure based on the current headcounts and coverages, et cetera, et cetera. This also includes the ability to add one more life insurance, one more highest end health insurance, and one more dental insurance. If somebody retires, we have them covered, and then we would add a new person. So we've built in one of each. The retirement assessment is set by the retirement board. It actually went down. They've been making some changes to a more of an actuarial-driven calculation, and with your personnel changes and the salaries we reported in October, you actually enjoyed a modest adjustment downward. And then we've been contributing for several years now to the OPEB Trust Fund. We're recommending $160 for that this year. Now, this article is a total appropriation requested of $710,938. We use the OPEB Trust Fund to pay the cost of all the retirees, and if you review that detailed schedule, you'll see that this number foots to the OPEB liability for next year. So while we're putting $160 in, we're also going to be taking out $77,000. And in fact, that detailed schedule of funds, the very top one, if you look at it, I gave you was we have this money in a CD. Through March's income, we had about $178,000 in change in that CD. We're picking up about $90 a month. We're going to transfer out under this motion $77,675, and we're going to transfer in through this motion $160. So that fund should be looking at about $260, maybe $261 in that range come the 1st of July after all the transfers have been made, and it'll begin earning income again across 12 months. So this fund is doing very well. As you see, we try to put two in while we take one out. And so we're putting 160 in and taking 78 out, so it's round figures, it's 80. And that's what we've been trying to do going along. We may not need to as aggressively fund that, but we're doing fine with it, and that's what we're proposing here. If you go back to page 2, I show you in that sort of revenue how we're going to meet the obligation. And for the discussion, we'll keep with the $6.6 million that was on the table when we started discussing this budget. We have to add the $22,000 in to provide for refunds of tax bills issued in error. So our overlay, we're just level funding our overlay. And the district doesn't vote that. We deal with that when we set the tax rate on the recap sheet. So we need to basically show the Department of Revenue how we're going to raise $6.623 million to pay these bills that your warrant is going to produce. The levy, for a minute, is the plug number, and we don't have a Prop 2.5 restriction, so levy's not limited in any way for this district. Local receipts are being budgeted at 175, which is about where we set the tax rate this year, and we're not seeing any extensive growth in revenue anywhere. So we're just going to level fund that. Put up $5,000 for new residences that are appearing, particularly over across in Catoosa Meadows. We're picking up a little volume. Our revenues are growing. I show you the next two lines. One is called pre-cash non-recurring, and one is pre-cash recurring. And why I show these as separate is non-recurring use of free cash is perfectly legitimate. If you have free cash, then you can use it for something that you don't normally have to have. Recurring expenses should never come from non-recurring sources of funds. And at this point, you can see the recurring use, the district had an extremely bad practice of spending wildly and then using this free cash to lower the tax levy. But at the same time, you were lowering it, you were raising it again artificially so you'd have it again next year to lower it again. So So somebody came up with a bright idea that somehow we can make people feel good by spending and moving money around like chairs on the deck of the Titanic. The goal is to get this non-recurring use as the only use of free cash, mm-hmm. and to get this recurring use out of your life cycle. Last year, we used 140 of free cash to fund the OPEB Trust Fund transfer, which is really not a hardcore recurring use, because if you wanted to take a vacation from funding it, you could do the same thing you've been doing since you incorporated the district, not pay for it and let somebody else pay for it down the line. So we're not even fully funding the contribution. We're putting 160 in, as you see on page 14, and we're proposing using the last of $95,000 of free cash to keep that level up and meet the obligation that I think you should be meeting. But it's a remarkable change. And if you think about it, you probably will close $100,000 of free cash at the end of any year. If your budgets get tighter and better managed, and they're proper to begin with, then you're not going to be closing down $600,000 and $700,000 of surplus that you raised in taxes last year so you can use it to knock down the taxes next year. So the goal would be to get out of these using free cash for recurring purposes, and I'd say we're probably a year away, if that. And thus, I'm still proposing we use $95,000 of free cash in this article.
Can I ask you a question? This is my ignorance here. How do when I have free cash, I got put $100 in my wallet, I spend $90,
okay,
I got $10.
Okay, let me start with explaining what free cash is.
Yes.
You have a list in front of you. I'm covering free cash as the fourth item on that list.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Every year at June 30, there is no free cash. Mm-hmm. The surplus of the district is, from an accounting perspective, called undesignated fund balance. So if you go to the audited set of financial statements, or you go to the statements that we put in the little book that's a little bit more dumbed down for the normal non-accounting-oriented person, mm-hmm. yeah. The undesignated fund balance is the gross equity of the district. But the Department of Revenue says, we can't trust you to manage your equity position. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you a number that is a subset of that whole number that we feel comfortable letting you play with. And they do a calculation off the undesignated fund balance, and they consider the receivables, and they do a determination of what they're going to use as their certified free cash number. So they don't let you spend all of your surplus every year. Okay. They certified that number at June 30 of last year at 416,120, which is right on the top of your list. Okay. So certified free cash was signed off by the Bureau in January of 15. It's still sitting there. The district hasn't used it.
Okay.
I'll double check that. They may have used a little bit. All right. We're proposing 220 this meeting, the 95 for the trust fund contribution, and the 122 that shows on page 2 for trucks, basically, trucks and buildings, I think it says. Trucks, buildings, and the 25 going into the stabilization fund. All non-reoccurring expenses. If you need a truck, you buy it. If you don't have the money, you don't buy it. So free cash is being devoted mainly to putting money in the stabilization fund, which is for capital purposes, and for buying capital equipment, which is what we generally recommend you use your surplus for. We also did some work that is not normal every year. It may be every couple of years. I just mentioned earlier we're going to put $22,000 aside for tax refunds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, every year we put that figure away, and you can look on the schedule I gave you and see what it was annually. If we don't use it, we need to have the assessors take a vote, and they release it, and then it becomes an available fund for district meeting to use. If district meeting doesn't use it before June 30th, it vaporizes and flows down into undesignated fund balance. So, above the free cash number you see on your work paper, there is also, the assessors voted to free up $192,796.42 this year of overlay surpluses. It went back to the 2008 or even beyond. and I cleaned it all up with them, and so they've released $193,000. That's not going to be used before June 30th. So that's going to close into free cash at the end of this year before we close down surplus revenue or unused budgets. So what happens is, according to this schedule, if everything's clean, we're starting with 416, we're going to take 222 out, we're going to put 193 back in, and we're going to be sitting on almost exactly the same amount of free cash at the end of the year that we entered the year with, except that we still are going to close down all the revenue that exceeded our estimated revenues, which we will have more to turn in, and all of the money we didn't spend in the budgets, which we will also turn in. So we're going to close down favorably from the revenue budget, we're going to close down favorably from the expenditures budget, and we're going to be closing that into a fund balance of about $400,000. So we'll have more free cash next year than we have this year in reality. All right? So we're not pillaging the free cash, and as it sits, we're going to close the year with about as much as we came into. Okay? So we're not depleting any resources, we're growing all our resources, except we're going to talk when we get to fire about using stabilization fund for a fire truck, not reserve fund.
Okay? Thank you.
Stabilization fund isn't in undesignated fund balance. It's a separate trust fund that's been pushed off the general fund into a separate column.
That was the confusion before, yeah.
And we have, in that account, we have $590,000 in change. It's been dripping in at the tune of 25 a year for some 20-odd years with no use. So the purpose of building a stabilization fund is to use it. So the 25 a year that's been going in is now sitting there all nest egged up to buy the new fire truck. All right. So that's what we're going to do when we get to that article.
All right.
And that fund will still have almost $70,000 in it after you put the 25 in. We're not depleting that either. So our funds are in very good shape. We're only using what's prudent. And we're actually leaving behind almost more than we started with, and we're not breaking any practices. So all of the improvements that have been happening for the past 2 years continue to improve in 16, and this district becomes more financially stable into 16 and out of 16 than it was when it went into 16, no matter what anybody else says.
Does that help us in ratings for bonds?
Only when you sell a bond do you get a rating, and you're looking at 17, so that's what this is all doing. Is to set up the best look we can give the rating agencies when they come to rate us.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. So in this case, we're going to raise $710,938 for Article 16, and we're going to fund it $95,000 from free cash, $77,675 from the OPEB trust, and we're going to raise and appropriate $538,263. And that would be the motion. And the amount you're going to put in your warrant is $710,938.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, this next article on page 15 is Article 17. And as you can see, 13 you put 25 into stabilization, 14 you put 25, 15 you put 25. We're proposing another 25 from free cash into stabilization. So we're moving it from one surplus account into a more challenging surplus account, because it takes a two-thirds vote to spend from stabilization. It takes a two-thirds vote to put into stabilization. It only takes a unanimous vote. Majority vote to take it out of free cash. Right? That's the difference. So the stabilization fund is more of a permanent fund for capital accumulation to buy big ticket items, and it's a two-thirds in, two-thirds out. Very similar.
And it's also the one fund that can earn interest, isn't it?
It is allowed to retain its own earnings, correct, which is what it's been doing. So if we could get a motion, if you want to change that number, you can change that number, but 25 is what you've been doing. And as I showed you, you're going to draw 550 out, put 25 in, and be approaching 70,000 towards the end of this fiscal year.
So is there any discussion on keeping it at 25?
I think we probably ought to keep it at 25 until we get rid of some of this interest.
Okay.
In 4 or 5 years.
So can I? We'll leave it at 25.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now let's go back to Article 5. Article 5 is actually fire department, and it runs from page 6 to page 7. The operating budget is as presented by the fire commissioners. And given what you've done with water, Freedom Hall, streetlights, fire has, if you turn to page 7, $12,000 for property and liability, $30,000 for vehicles, $39,800 for A&S and umbrella. A&S is accident and sickness, and umbrella, which is additional liability coverage. So we'll do the same thing, take the 12, the 30, and the 39,800 out of this budget and move them over to the other budget.
Yes, please. So moved. All those in favor?
Aye.
Second? Aye. Cut. Approved. Whatever. Whatever.
Aye.
So moved.
Finance is going to get swallowed. So, in effect, we've just taken that and moved it across to the other line. I think other than that, the budget is exactly as brought forward by the commission.
That's what I'm told.
Okay. So, the bottom line for the Article 5 budget is now going to be 1773. 954. And the components for the motion, labor and salaries is going to be 1443004, which is in the spreadsheet. Maintenance is still going to be 8500, that's in the spreadsheet. Operations is going to drop to 249450.
You said 8500, it's
80,500. 80,500, right. 450. And then the 1,000 stays the same.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Article 6 is a chief vehicle for 37, recommending free cash.
I make a motion that we purchase a new vehicle for the chief out of free cash. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So moved.
And then Article 7 is a fire engine replacement for $550,000, and we're recommending stabilization fund for that.
I make a motion that we take $550,000 out of the stabilization fund for a new fire engine. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we've done reserve fund number 3, we've done fire number 5, 6, 7, we've done water 8, 9, and 10, we've done 11 buildings, 12 Freedom Halls, 13 streetlights, library, debt and interest, benefits, stabilization, and that just brings us back around to 4. And what we have done is legal services, I dropped it to 75. We spent 54 in 14. I don't think we spent anything year to date to speak of. We'll have the district meeting. But is 75 okay?
I think that should be fine. I asked. I sent Mark a note today asking if he would do anything to settle for the current year.
So 75 is good. Okay. And then the accounting services, we just dropped that to 12,250 because you're going to do the three-year deal. And then the treasury services, I stuck a placeholder that was up in there, but I'm not certain that's going to meet your needs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are comfortable with that amount, fine. If you want to change that, we can change that one. I think that was the only other one that I thought you needed to. The stenographer we talked about was $1,200. That's okay, $100 a month. And the disclosure stuff we're okay with. And website we're okay with. Banking we're okay with. Tax rate and hearing aid we're okay with. Postage level should be okay. We dropped the office supplies a little bit. We didn't need a printer this year. Dues and computer copier, that's got our computer support in it, copy machine maintenance, PC maintenance, dues and memberships is level. Unemployment, we were running really hot, you know, in 13 and 14. We had a couple of thousand tweak out at the back end of 14 into 15, but we haven't had any activity. I put 5 in there just to have a placeholder in case something does go bump in the night. A lot of times people will leave an employer, take a new job, lose that job, and then the former employer gets hit for the workers' comp because they haven't got a full year with a new employer. So I think you should have something in there, but I don't think you're in the magnitude of what you were dealing with in the 13-14 period.
I got a cramp in my legs. Oh. Okay.
So if you're okay with 5, that's why we have a reserve fund if something like that
mm-hmm.
happens.
I think that's fine.
Okay. Payroll taxes, I bumped that up. Employee assistance has been the same for years. It doesn't change. Same with the assessment from the town. The annual report seemed to be adequately funded based on last year. I'm not sure if the year before was 2 years or 1 year, to be honest with you. And then we've got a ballot expense item. We've got the elections covered. And then we have a little bit of a miscellaneous. So if you're okay with the 75 for the attorney, you're okay with the new amount for the auditor, you just kind of got to validate the treasurer in the line. And you're going to go out to bid shortly, so you'll have a hard number.
Right.
Do you think we should increase it by about four, at least
$40,000?
It's probably not a bad idea. I think it's all of that, to be honest with you, but I'll put
more? More?
No, I think that should suffice.
Okay.
You should reserve the items for this one. Push and pull in there, but I think that should begin to reflect adequately. So we've covered the lawyer, we've covered the auditor, we've covered the contracted treasurer, we've covered the consolidation of insurance.
Did
you see in that budget that...
Do we have to vote to increase that line?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a bottom line.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we've done here is we've changed this budget now to be $349,750.
Did you say 300?
Yeah. Well, it's, yep. We've now added $171,000 insurance.
Oh, insurance, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't take much to...
See, I told you I'm not good with figures.
That's why I think, you know, you get up into the $200,000 worth of premium, somebody's
going
to give you a better price.
Yeah.
So I think we have done it. So we have $35,000 for your salary and wages. We have $314,700 for operations and $50,000 for miscellaneous for a total budget of $314,750 of other and a grand total of $349,750.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I think that covers. We have no articles for Pro Board this year.
No.
So I think that we go back to page one. We did the reserve fund article 3. We did the finance and administration article 4. We have no capital articles in that group this year. We did 5. We did 6. We did 7. We did 8, we did 9, we did 10, we did 11, we did 12, we did 13, there's no, we did 14, we did 15, we did 16, and we did 17. So I think we've completed your warrant, and what that's going to do with the changes we made, we'll just go back if you want to. Obviously, I'll distribute a new one of these once we get it all rebalanced. But on page 2, where we had a 2.5 levy increase, we have now gone to 3.13. And we still have the 175, the 554, the 122, the 95, the 627, and the 21. So the total requested appropriations is gone to 6619823. If all the stuff is writing correctly. And I'll true this all up and redistribute it for you.
Okay.
May I just ask one question? Over Kylie, you went past and I wasn't able to. I'm not going to make a modification, but you want to get an understanding. You had a $52,000 miscellaneous on page number 9. Miscellaneous. I was just wondering, what does that cover?
That account, the $2,000 of it is for training. And that's classes primarily for the operators that goes on through the year, mostly related to safety through OSHA type training. And then the $50,000 amount was something that was incorporated into our budget probably 12 or 15 years ago, and it became apparent that the department needed. Something, I guess I could best characterize it as a rapid response fund. A lot of times, what happened was, I guess what made it come about was a number of years ago, we had an instance where three of the supply wells were contaminated simultaneously by a third party. So in that instance, what happened was the Department of Environmental Protection essentially goes to the operator of the water system and said, you're responsible. You're responsible for it regardless of liability. So the fire district had to make some very rapid moves to try to correct this problem that affected the three wells. Three out of our five. So, I mean, we could operate on the two, but it was a tremendous amount of juggling. So, ultimately, at the end of the day, the regulatory system through the DEP moved very slowly. So, what the fire district did was we contracted with our own consulting firm, and we managed our investigation, if you will. So the investigation led us to the source. Now, that, again, was completely done by the fire district. Once we'd identified the source, at that point we went back to the DEP and said, look, we're handing you this violator on a silver platter. Do something. So they did. So in that lesson, we sort of learned that we needed to have some money in the budget that was discretionary, if you will. And because with a lot of environmental things, there's a legal component as well, having to do with title to land, having to do with court actions to enforce actions that the DEP may not be able to enforce immediately. So we combined the two, as it says, legal and engineering. It's to be used for either purpose, but again, mostly for rapid response. And then just to fast forward to 2013, where we had some problems with our water quality, yeah, with some contamination, we were able to immediately hire a consulting firm that came in, worked with us on the chlorination of the system, which was, you know, able to at least eliminate the contamination, which was a violation, as a short-term fix. We're still working on a long-term solution, but again, we had the ability to contract with somebody right away because the funds were in place. I think we showed in our recent presentation with the Civic Association, several of the past, I'll say out of the past 3 years, we did return fairly good amounts of money from that fund that were unexpended. It's not like we go every year and spend $4,999.
You know. Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
When was the last time there was a change in the water rates?
I would say it was probably, I'd say it was more than 10 years. My guess would be perhaps 12 years ago. And that's when we restructured the, originally it was a, it was either a two or a three tier system. And that's when we went to the minimum use. We reduced that to $36 a year for the 20,000 gallon minimum use. Because in our study we had found that there were quite a few households that did not even come close to using the 40,000, which was our previous minimum. And then we structured it so that the high-volume users on the back end pay considerably more per 1,000-gallon unit once they get into, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of use. But the average household is 40,000. That's the $72 figure. So it's you know, we sort of have the framework to tweak that. It seems to be a very equitable billing structure that we have right now, as far as we're rewarding people for their minimum usage. Mm-hmm. If people want to conserve, that's fantastic. I'm all for conservation. And so a number of people, say single-person households, older, you know, people that just aren't using a tremendous amount of water, they get the advantage of having that fixed cost of 36. And then, you know, very quickly, the average family, it jumps right up to the 72, and then and from there. So, it, you know, it could easily be adjusted to meet the needs of what you've discussed earlier.
You probably already know this, but I believe the highest rate that's paid by anybody in this district is $2,600. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
We list them every year.
Yeah.
I didn't look.
No, that's okay, but it's less than $3,000. And I'm pretty sure that for some of the users that I see using, they're using more than. That's a bargain, certainly, for a great many people.
You mean water, people that water their lawns even when it's raining?
Yeah, those
are irrigation systems.
Yeah. I mean, I would tend to agree with your observation. I'll say this, that none of the – we certainly don't have to chase any of the high-volume users for payment. There's never a problem there.
Yeah.
Those checks come right in. So I don't suppose it is a hardship for most of them.
$39.71.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Rick.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who dictates these miscellaneous is, because quite honestly, engineering and legal and training are not miscellaneous, and I think that's why he had a question to begin with. It's always been treated as miscellaneous, but I think it's wrong. I think it's operations, and yeah. All I have to do is flip a switch on the cells, and it will go into where I think it belongs. But did you make that determination?
No. I think that from way back, it was, it was never in the budget template from a historic viewpoint. And I don't know when the training, we've always had an account for training, but it was never put anywhere else. And so when the legal and engineering line item was added, that's just where it was added. I think the commission presented the concept of it, and at the time the Prudential Committee and the treasurer said, well, we'll just put it here.
Well, if the Prudential Committee doesn't care, the treasurer would like to put it into regular operations and not have a $52,000 miscellaneous hanging out there to challenge questions.
And as far as the expediency fund, I think that should be labeled expediency fund. I think they're perfectly entitled to have one if they have a...
Well, it's legal and engineering.
Yeah.
They use
yeah.
it for legal right. and engineering. Right. It's not just for emergencies, right. it's for operations
yeah.
as well. So. I'm just going to fix the cell.
I think that's yeah. much better.
If you get the money, but we call it something different, you're not going to be upset, are you?
The board would have no objection.
Thank you.
Because I agree. I think that anything over $2,000 for miscellaneous is ridiculous.
Got rid of the 27 in the Treasury's department. All set?
That's changed as well.
Okay.
So the water department has no miscellaneous.
Well, you can leave a couple.
They don't have a line.
Okay.
You want a line? They're fine. They don't need it. You know, so that will clean that motion up. It'll read, and it'll...
Okay.
I never understood why 52,000 was for miscellaneous. So I think we have concluded your warrant. I think we can get a warrant.
Yeah.
Published and printed.
The only thing I was wondering, it'd be Rick, your capital articles, do you have a copy of what you want?
I can take care of that.
Okay.
I can take care of that. I have the templates.
Oh, you have the template for
yeah.
fire, too, because I know they're getting rid of a truck, probably.
Right. It would just, I'll take last year's and substitute the VIN number and the new amount. So,
okay. And for the fire, too?
Yeah. Because I already chased the chief for the VIN number for that truck as well. Because we do a VIN reference and we authorize a trade in, I think, if I recall. I can take care of those too, get you the VIN number. If you send me your first draft,
okay.
I'll tidy it up
okay.
and drop in the pieces that you don't have. So when you've got one pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, well, I'll change it after
so
tonight.
Email me that and then I'll drop in the touch-ups I need to do for you, and I'll send it back to you, and we should be good to go.
Just as a note on that, so with the truck that we're looking to replace, we are going to trade in the existing vehicle and not dispose of it, through a bid, only because it's got to go. We don't need any liability for that truck. So we can give you the VIN on that one that's getting traded in.
Yeah, I've got
okay.
it.
Okay.
No, the public comment is closed. Public comment is closed. Mr. Malloy, moderator or not, public comment is closed. Please sit down. We have business to attend to. Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is the RFP for Treasury Services. So, Mrs. Hadley.
Well, you sent me the one from the West Barnstable.
Correct.
And I retyped it with the figures that apply to the Cotuit Fire District and changing West Barnstable to Cotuit, things like that throughout it. I do have a couple of questions on it. I've got a couple of figures still to come from Mr. Daly. He's going to give them to me. on page 1, paragraph 2. I've got a couple of blanks in there. In paragraph 3, we're going to need a copy of Tony's job description. On the second page, and I have a question. Their RFP referred to a district accountant, and we got into quite a hassle over what we call Tony.
Mm-hmm.
What did we wind up with?
I believe she's the assistant treasurer.
Assistant treasurer. Okay. So that will be changed. And I have suggested leaving out the location of the district. This says district accountant will be changed to assistant treasurer. I have suggested leaving out the address that they have in theirs because it may change from time to time.
Right.
Do you both agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the last paragraph on page 2, says approval by the fire chief and the prudential committee. Should it just be the prudential committee, or do we really need fire and water in there too?
No, it's just the prudential committee.
I don't know what you're looking at. I thought I gave you a copy.
Maybe, but that's, yeah. No, it wouldn't be the fire chief. He's a lawyer over there.
Yeah, right. So it'll be just proof. Okay. I don't think I have any questions on page 4. The pages aren't numbered because I haven't figured out how to make the scan program number.
I tried to put the pages, the page numbers in so I could use them, and it wouldn't take it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Okay, the time schedule. I have no idea what we're using for a time schedule.
So can we just go back to the first page for 1 second?
Sure.
And I had a question about... this says that do the fire department and water department administrative assistants take care of health care administration and pension administration?
I think I changed that.
Oh, did you?
Additionally, the district treasurer will work with the fire department and water department administrative assistants on issues of staff health care administration and such.
That one there.
Yeah?
She's 18.
18, okay.
And you're going to call her assistant treasurer?
Yeah. So that'll be changed throughout.
Don't we need to apply an overlap, a time overlap?
I had that in there, no? Did I miss it the second?
No, I thought it was there.
Second or third typing? In the contracts, yeah. Under term.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Is that acceptable, do you think, Michael?
I'm still catching up to you.
We're on page 2.
Term.
Yeah. The last sentence in the first paragraph in the term.
The last sentence, shouldn't the contract be terminated on any of the anniversary dates of the Okay. This is your new contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to provide for transition at this point. Okay, so you're going to...
How can we correct that?
Well, let's just get your new contract so that it works for you, all right? So you're basically saying you want to do a 3-year contract. The CFD intends to continue the relationship with the vendor for no less than 3 years on the basis of annual negotiation after the completion of the first-year contract. Is that what his language says?
That's exactly out of his.
Each year after negotiation, because you're not negotiating, you're so this needs work, let's say.
Okay.
That in and of itself, should the contract be terminated on any anniversary dates, including the retiring treasurer shall be required to provide services.
And that language is not in his at all.
Okay.
I don't know who came up with it.
All right. Let's work on this.
Okay.
I'll help you with that. But
okay.
I got to look at what you're trying to cut and paste, and I'm not sure what you're trying to say here.
Yeah, well, I've got...
Basically, you're going out for a three-year term, and you don't want it to end abruptly at the end of... And quite honestly, this contract doesn't mean it's perfect, because Wes Barnstable wrote it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Another lawyer wrote it. Different lawyer. All right, so...
The point is,
you're trying to do a three-year agreement.
Yeah.
This agreement, doesn't it? I know theirs requires on the payment that they pay 85%.
Yeah, it's in here somewhere, I saw it.
Through the work year, and then they retain 15% until the year-end stuff is completed. So, I don't think you have to sweat the post-termination because your contract is going to require whoever's been doing the work through June to button up that year.
Okay.
Or they don't get paid.
Yeah, well, but maybe to button up the year. But
then there's the training.
Right.
Right. So that's a separate... I would introduce that as a... Not in term. Mm-hmm. I would introduce that as a separate component.
Okay.
You know, post-termination or something. Just define what you want to do. You can't force somebody to stay past that day. If that's your term date. So you need to work that out. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
is it's not about the fact that the work ends and that year is in trouble. You're bringing in a new professional in theory. They're going to know what they're doing, right? There wasn't any of that in the last transition, that's for sure.
Yeah, we know better.
All right. So I think you need to think in terms of a term and then some additional language for continuity or something.
Okay, so this whole... Section.
Yeah, it's got to be worked.
Yeah.
Right. And then you're proposing fiscal 16, 17, and 18, so that's okay. And then the next one is where the progress billing's up to 18, 85%. Right. So I know with them it's a fixed fee. We bill 85 divided by 12. And then we finish it, get the free cash certified, and they pay the other 15%. That's what you're trying to accomplish as well.
I guess.
Okay. All right, so now I'm caught up to you. Five copies. Okay. Proposal shall be made in two sections. Now, you understand, I mean, you need to work with your county procurement people because they're the ones who better know this stuff than anybody. They're the 30B experts, right?
Yeah.
Because where it starts here... This is all 30B stuff, and this is designed to be a quality-based procurement, not a bottom-line procurement.
Yes, yes.
And I think the last one you did was a bottom-line procurement, but I think you turned it into a quality-based in some way. But this whole section is about how you're going to evaluate, right? Mm-hmm. So the first section should provide, and this is defining what do you want in the document, the proposal that comes to you. So you want a first section that indicates A through H. In addition, you should also provide A through E. Okay? And then you have a second section that is the cost proposal. And they take the proposals and they keep the cost hidden and they keep the other piece open.
Right.
You compare them.
Yep. Yep.
Then you open the cost. Okay. So just make sure with your CPAO or whoever is doing the procurement that's you understand and that they agree that this is good. So the cost is going to force the proposer to establish the manpower cost, how many hours, the rates they're charging, each one, any travel or supplies or other, so that you break the bid down to, I'm going to give you 400 hours at $100 for $40,000. Somebody else is going to give you 200 hours at $200 for $40,000, and you're going to evaluate the proposals to see which one you think is a better offering. I mean, everybody's got to meet the minimum. You got to have so much experience and so much credentials, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, the previous one was broken down like that.
So then the timeline, and then your evaluation. So I think you got the framework pretty well. I won't be, when am I back? I'm back next week. I worked all day today. So if you get something you want me to look at, beat up a little bit more, review it with the procurement people, and I'll help you with it next week once you get through this week.
Okay.
But it's I think you've got the gist of it here. You just need to work out amongst yourselves to make sure that it's, and that the county people. I can get you the ambulance revenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the ambulance and water revenues right now.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's looking better. That's what we had last year.
So, so I'll stick the approximate in there, too.
Question, you're asking for water. Water generates water plus antenna. Those are the both. Okay. So water is 436 plus 110, call it 536.
That's 536.
I'm sorry, 536.
And the
ambulance was...
What'd you say the antenna was?
Ambulance is 110 and water is 435.
Okay.
535, almost 536.
Okay.
And the ambulance, for all intents and purposes, was 160.
Okay.
And there's a 14.
That's 1,600 or 160,000.
160,000.
Okay. That little thing is 1,000.
Okay. All right, so you're all set?
Yeah. So we need to do a transfer of funds from the reserves for, we had to do two change orders for the furnace, for the HVAC installation. One was to clean the old furnace downstairs, which during the cleaning process was found to have also have a cracked firebox. And then we had to purchase a well-fired furnace to get us through for the unknown period of time between November and when the gas was going to be turned on. So, and Mr. Daly, did you want include in that the snow plowing? So didn't we come up with a figure of $6,500?
I can't recall, to be honest with you. But
okay.
If you think it was 65 to cover everything.
I believe it was 65, yes.
In that particular budget, do we have two lines? One is for building, and one is for grounds. We're going to put the article, because we have an article for the HVAC.
Right.
But we're putting that into the budget? Or
no,
into the
this is a transfer from a reserve to cover.
Where are you proposing the transfer? To the article or to the budget?
I guess to the article.
Okay. So you can't do the parking lot or whatever. You got to do two separate transfers.
Okay.
One goes to an article, and one goes to the Freedom Hall budget.
Okay. So we need a transfer of $4,856 from the reserves for the HVAC. Could I have a to cover change orders? Could I have a?
I move we transfer
$4,856
from reserve to the article for the installation of the HVAC.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I thought we were going to take care of just the HVAC today, and then we were going to.
Oh, you want to leave the rest?
Let the budget roll to see, because we'll just fill in the
in
budget in
okay.
May or even June. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way I thought we.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, so we voted that. We'll make that transfer.
Okay. Moving on to streetlights, we've had a request from a resident who lives on Screechum.
Skipped insurance. Is that just to move the stuff around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. who would like to have streetlights installed.
Can I have one more?
Yep.
The insurance, is there an intent to issue an RFP for insurance as well for fiscal 16?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. So can you add that to the county's efforts right behind the one you're working
sure.
on? Okay.
Sure.
We'll pick that up at when we do the next one.
She has a good relationship with the one.
All right, so insurance is going to be an RFP, and we're going to start moving that as fast as we can, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now streetlights, I'm sorry.
Streetlights, okay. So we've had a request from a resident who lives on Screechum that they would like to have streetlights. I haven't spoken to the gentleman, but so first of all, I would assume he'd have to speak to all the rest of the residents on the street. But before that, there are no poles.
We have a policy that we would only install new lights where there was an intersection or some area that need not just to provide personal street lights for people.
Okay, all right.
That was an old policy. It hasn't been carried over because we haven't had that many requests. But
so this goes to my plans for next year, which is to do a policies and procedures manual,
yeah.
So we'll know all this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll get back to Mr. Schaefer.
Now, we make Gatuit Bay Shores pay for their own streetlights because they wanted in the ground.
Okay.
So there's a bit of precedent for that, too.
All right, well, I can let him know that.
Yeah.
So, the surplus furnace, I've advertised it in the newspaper, and I've advertised it on Craigslist.
Yeah, and the state list, you said?
Didn't get it on the state list.
Didn't get it
on the state list. But there's been, had some inappropriate responses, including one on Craigslist. Send us, wire us some money, and we'll come pick it up, that sort of thing. So I'm not quite sure what to do.
Call a junk dealer.
Yeah. So I guess maybe I'll talk to Elaine about the state surplus list, but doesn't appear to be a whole lot of interest in somebody buying a very minimally used 85,000 BTU oil-fired furnace. I thought maybe at the candidates' night I would announce it to the village to see if anybody's interested. And if anybody else has any ideas, let me know. The Firemen's Association would like permission to use the district seal on the 2015 T-shirts and that they do for the 4th of July parade.
Yeah, I think that's
and
appropriate.
Just so you know, on the back of the T-shirt is going to be beach chair with Marge's initials on it.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
And then the last order of business is approving the minutes from the 23rd of March and the 13th of April.
I've read them. I don't have them with me, but I didn't see anything.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then Lori and I intended a joint Fire Commissioner and Prudential Committee meeting on the 26th. Did you get a chance to see those?
Yeah. Didn't see anything.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve those.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is there any other business? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.